After the heartbreak of last week's loss, this week started off in an absolutely delightful manner.
And then, my friends, we made our way into Golden Point and Mitch Moses took a shot at field goal from way out.
Moses with his first shot. Cut. Moses kick. Cut. Has hit the upright
stone.
Oh, my goodness. Stop press on the 7-hole. It's good.
Yeah, baby.
What a difference a week makes, hey? It went from being all doomy and gloomy and dark and black to all of a sudden, mate, we were just... It was party time.
Ah, it was pure bliss, I tell you. I'm still glowing like a bride.
...of guys who were up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighbourhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. I said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
Glowing just about as much as Chris Rock's face after Will Smith slapped him in the face. However, the thing that got my goat was when Will Smith was accepting his award for the best actor, no one wound him up. The music that normally comes on when people are talking too long... Well, no one wound him up. What is that? I was counting on the music to wind it all up. What happened in the background?
Richard Williams was a fierce defender of his family.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. Wrap him up. He's gone too long.
Wrap him up.
Play the music.
No.
I'm not going to play the music.
Neither.
Did you see what you saw?
Yes, play the music.
I'm not playing the music.
What do you mean you got to...
See what he did to Chris Rock just moments ago?
You
get us all killed, you know? Jeez.
Let him go.
I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love.
Budgets handed down this week. The election... mid-May, they say. Andrew Constance was on.
There's going to be a $750 million allocation in the federal budget for the Milnawa bypass. Now allows the state government to get on with the job with that federal fund.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers was on as well. And the member for Gilmore, Fiona Phillips, what did she think of the budget?
There's a short-term sugar fix, you know, nothing to address. Really, the systemic affordable housing issues that we've got in the area.
Lock it in. Max and I are engaged in a lock-off with our Lock It In segment, although I don't quite get Pete's enthusiasm for the prize. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, most bets in rugby league involve nudity, don't they, at the club level?
No, we're all men here. Do we have to go nudity?
No. Implied nudity then.
Topless.
That's what I always think. This is what T-shirts are for.
Yeah.
To cover up the nudity.
Of course.
And we can put those photos on social
media.
Who's
to say I don't do that anyway?
This is, hey, I'm wearing pants right now, Pete.
Exactly. We'll get photographic evidence.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing pants
no
right
photo
now.
Or it didn't happen.
Okay. And Sonia from Sussex Inlet took away $5,700. What a moment it was.
Tell me, what is the Kinghorn Volkswagen secret sound?
Is it pushing the button in and releasing the handbrake in the car?
Let's have a listen.
Oh, my God.
Sonia from Sussex! Sonia from Sussex. $5,700 is coming.
That's a bloody lot of cash, I tell ya. And that's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.
Oh my gosh.